aproxima, da nota que se aproxima, da outra nota faz um som, seja por baixo ou por cima, eu gosto e tudo isso é bom.
Okay, hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road on CFRC, 8 p.m., CFRC's British and Irish music show. And if you've been listening last week, I'm your host, Rue. I've been out of the country for a little bit, and why this is relevant to the show is not just because we're pre-recording, but also because I'm here in the UK, kind of relevant to this show. And so last week's show has been a little bit more kind of specific and on the ground to sort of the music that I've been listening to while over here and all the people that I've been meeting and kind of what we've all been listening to. Last week I had a guest on my show, my cousin Ashna joined me and we talked all about kind of music and the cultural differences between North America and the UK. And this week I'm in another part of London and I'm joined by a friend of mine who has actually been on the show before, making a comeback after a year and a half or maybe almost 2 years. But Aditi is joining me on the show today, and Aditi has been on before as a Meet Me in the Mic Room guest to talk all about Arctic Monkeys. So, you know, we've got some overlap in music and we've got a lot of songs to get through today, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, we went kind of record shop hopping in London, and there are quite a few record shops in town, and we went to some of them in kind of musical areas in and around. I'm not going to be very specific just because I don't necessarily want to give away where you live, but we were at a few record shops around town, and there was a pub / record shop that we went into late one night this week, and we were kind of browsing through records and we were taking notes as we were standing there of like records that we thought we might like, stuff with interesting album covers. Who were some of the picks? Who were some people that we saw in there that looked, that kind of popped out to you?
I think one of them was definitely Courtney Barnett.
Oh yeah, you saw a bit of Courtney Barnett. We had like a lot of kind of like techno records, yeah, Northern Soul, a few indie alternative records. We saw some like promotional EPs and albums and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think CFRC can probably do one better because we are a very old radio station, and so we've had lots of like promotional records and, you know, like discs that were white label, never meant for commercial use, sent in to us just for radio airplay and stuff, which, you know, people can visit in our archives. And I'm going to throw a small plug over here and say that we are in the middle of our funding drive. So if you like all the stuff we do and you want to see all those archives, you should head over to cfrc.ca/donate and look for all those donation links. You know, keep our station going 102 years and strong. But in that shop, we did see a promo for LCD Sound System, the first self-titled, you know, like, I don't remember, was it the self-titled EP or was it actually a single that they'd put out called like a promo album that had like Losing My Edge and all those first kind of songs. But they'd sent that and somebody had it and it ended up in this record shop for 80 quid. I'm sure all the stuff you can see in our station's libraries are for free, but we're going to be playing a few of our picks, a few things that we found were interesting and relevant to this show. So we're going to start off this evening's show with a bit of Cousin Cooler, who are a Bristol-based band who, we found an album cover of theirs that looked really interesting. It was called Double Dinners. It was an album from 2021. And we went back and listened to the stuff they do. It's really kind of like cool, psychedelic stuff. And just happens, we found out they have a new song on the way, a brand new single that they put out this year called Pixie Prog, just after their second album that they put out, which was, you know, just like cool, psychedelic kind of stuff. And so we're going to be playing this new song called Pixie Prog. It's at Bandcamp, Cousin Cooler, KULA.bandcamp.com. Another thing that caught our eye actually was some work by David Gilmour. Like, I saw an album, you saw a really big poster as well.
Yes, absolutely. I saw a poster of his new album, Luck and Strange, and I thought it was really intriguing. And knowing David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, it's obviously something that we all want to explore. I think it's his new album in 9 years.
First one in nine years,
after the pandemic, really. Mm-hmm. And so the lyrics for this album were written by Polly Sampson, who's a novelist and happens to be his partner. And they deal with mortality and aging and the
heavy stuff.
Really heavy stuff. And the album has some of the best reviews that he's got since his work on The Dark Side of the Moon with Pink Floyd. So I think it's really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's always like, you know, the thing with a lot of artists, especially those who are guitarists and non-vocalists in the band, when they have to go on and then front their own projects, very often reviewers are kind of left scratching their head, really wanting to give them all this love, but then also kind of realizing that maybe if you weren't originally a vocalist, sometimes it can be hard to find things to say because you're so used to saying it through your music. And then, you know, I think David Gilmour's then found the right kind of way around this, where he's got someone who definitely has a lot to say in words, his wife and novelist, Polly Sampson, and she's written the lyrics, and it's turned out to be a very, very good album. Like you said, reviews are saying it's the best one since Dark Side of the Moon. So high praise. You can find the album at David Gilmour, the album Luck and Strange. We're going to go out. We're going to start this set with the song Dark and Velvet Nights. So we'll listen to that and a bit of Cousin Cooler, and then we'll be back here on CFRC.
This dark and velvet night.
Cousin Kula, welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. An hour-long show we're doing tonight, and we will be taking over from 9 o'clock. The main reason for that is because I'm out on the road. Like, it's honestly hard to find a moment to sit down. We're going everywhere. We've been all over the place. We were in Cardiff this weekend as well, and we'll tell you a lot about that as the show goes on. But what you should know right now is we played a little bit of new music that's just come out. We played a little bit of played some Pixie Prog, almost inventing a new genre, aren't they? Cousin Kula, and some David Gilmour, because he's had some new stuff out as well, an album called Luck and Strange. While we were in Cardiff last week, we saw a lot of posters for the Cardiff Castle show that Fontaines DC have announced, actually, because, you know, we went and saw the castle and everything, of course, and Wales and Cardiff are just absolutely beautiful. And, you know, picking up lots of notes for this show, but we did see a lot of posters for this outdoor concert that's going to be happening next year. And seems like people are pretty hyped up for it, very excited for it. And there have been big things happening in the Fontaines DC world. They've just released a new music video for their song Bug, which was on Romance. The album has been such a, you know, success for them, really. And now, you know, they've got Hollywood A-listers that have been all over this album. There was, first we had Ewan Mitchell, who's been in things like Game of Thrones and all. He was Aemon Targaryen. He was in the music video for the song In the Modern World, their sort of Lana Del Rey Americana-inspired song that really captured everyone's imagination. I imagine, Aditi, it's a favorite of yours as well.
Absolutely. I really like it. And I also like Here's the Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that album itself is so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I know you agree with it, but
It's definitely album of the year material, if you ask me. We'll talk about Here's the Thing later, because that does crop up a little bit in something we experienced. But big times for Fontaines, because Hollywood actor Barry Keoghan has been in the music video for the song Bug. How that came about was the director of the movie Bird, Andrea Arnold, big fan of Fontaines. She's used a few of their songs in the film Bird. And Barry Keoghan in this film plays a character named Bug, which was almost meant to be. And she sort of put together some scenes from the movie that seemed kind of fitting for a music video like chopped them up together, directed it and everything, and has put together this music video for Bug. So, you know, they're going about collecting A-listers. We're just crossing our fingers. The next one, on my money, I'd say the next one has to be Cillian Murphy, because he's already such a big fan of Fontaine's, you know. But big things coming for Fontaine's generally as well. We were talking about the like giant outdoor shows they've got. Finsbury Park sold out, 45,000 people. There's also going to be Wythenshawe in Manchester, Wythenshawe Park, and the Cardiff Castle one. But big news in the Fontaine's world this week has been that they've been nominated for not one, but two Grammys. Are the Grammys finally getting things right?
It looks like it.
This year's nominations, I mean, it's almost so fragile you don't want to jinx it, but they have actually got some decent nominations, things that don't sound like they're out of touch. Now, Fontaine's have been nominated for the song Starburster in the Best Alternative Performance, but they've been nominated for Best Rock Album with Romance. So, huge stuff. Like, this is actually in the right slot. Other rock nominations, they've also nominated Idols, which is also a big deal. We always say this, it's a very kind of male-dominated list, always. We always find the like, rock and kind of lists tend to be very white male-dominated. Always a little bit on the older side, but, you know, they've got two bands that for maybe someone like the Grammys is almost very young. They've got Fontaine's and Idols. The other nominees for Best Rock Album, Black Crowes, Happiness Bastards. I didn't even know the Black Crowes had put out an album. Green Day Saviors, Idols Tank, Fontaine's Romance, Pearl Jam with their new one from this year, Dark Matter, Rolling Stones' Hackney Diamonds, Jack White's just released All Blue, No Name album. But yeah, it's kind of all over the place. It seems a little bit more in touch than it has been in the past. I don't want to say the Grammys got it right, because they almost never do. Their metal categories are as messed up as they've always been. But I think we're still happy for Fontaine's.
Absolutely. I'm very excited. Hopefully, I'm just hoping that they at least win for a Starburster.
I'm almost afraid of them winning it, like, because, you know, what happens once you have the Grammy seal of approval? Does that lock you out of certain areas? Does that, like, you know, does that put you in a different category as a band? Is there any way you can then go back? I don't know what it does for you musically. I'm not really sure what happens. You know what I mean?
I do, but I think there's only one way to find out, and I think that's the best way.
Wait
to find
for
out.
February.
Yeah.
So big news in the Fontaine's kind of world. If you're looking for the album, go get it at fontainecc.bandcamp.com. We're going to play that song, and then there's so much more music to talk about. So let's just crack on with the show. Here's Bug, Fontaine's CC. Check out the music video online.
As long as there's nobody filming me there, then there's
to see a now two-time Grammy-nominated band, because they were nominated in 2020 as well for A Hero's Death, where they lost out on Best Alternative Album to The Strokes, and that is something I talk about to this day. But, you know, we now have a new nomination to talk about. The album Romance has been nominated for Best Rock Album and Starburster for Best Alternative Performance. But moving on, we were in Cardiff, like I said, Azzi and I were in Cardiff this weekend, and we popped into some, you know, pretty iconic Cardiff venues, Club Ivor Bach, that I've always said has been a really cool little venue. It had a music night, a post-punk night, which I think is a fantastic concept because, like, you know, there are people in there singing along to songs by bands like Idols and Squid, which is not what you think of when you think of a nightclub with a club night out. But, you know, it's almost a night for the weird kids, and it started super late. Started at 11, went on until 3. Embarrassingly, I have to say, we left kind of early-ish. We'd been up since 6 in the morning. But while we were waiting for the venue to open, we were just across the road, and it's so cool that they have so many venues together in one little place. We were in a tiny little bar called The Moon, just opposite Club Ivor Bach, the venue with the wonderful Gweno mural by the side that I have mentioned on the show before. So we were there, and we saw a band that was playing. It was a duo, tiny band called Mass House, who are based in Bristol from Birmingham. They were playing the last show of their tour in Cardiff, and they make kind of like synthy punk music. But we loved the energy they were bringing to the 15 people that they were watching them perform there.
I absolutely think so. And I think that they were absolutely captivating. I think they really got the audience. And
they also just proved that you can write songs about absolutely anything, which I loved. It's this, you know, creative freedom as a songwriter that I did admire in them. And so the one song that they played shortly after we walked in was a song called Martin, which was written about one of the presenters of Homes Under the Hammer. And it's, you know, it's as post-punk gets. So really, they should have been across the room in Club Ivor Bach. But, you know, just the kind of thing about, like, you know, a look back on kind of, you know, wealth indifference and, you know, like, with lots of, like, sneery attitudes and post-punk vocals and everything. I was having a blast. I also found a lot of it really funny. They had songs on, like, Diego Maradona and stuff. And we spoke to them a bit after the show. Lovely guys as well. So we thought we'd play you their latest song, which is Martin, and you can find it on their you can find them on Bandcamp. This particular song isn't up there yet. It's called Mass House, masshouse.bandcamp.com. And then I'm going to let you take over for the next two songs, because there were a couple of songs that you picked for us at the London record shop that we were in that you still wanted to play us.
Absolutely. We were just looking at different records and sort of really what caught our eye, which is, I think, a very good way to explore music, and I have to really thank Ru for it. So one of them is called is Idea and All of Her Heart.
It's a guy called, the guy himself is called Michael. He normally performed as an artist called Idea, spelled E-Y-E-I, Dia. But he wrote this particular album under a pseudonym of Oliver Hart. And the album is called, and this is very different to how it sounds when I'm reading it out, because it's all the words spelled the wrong way. The Many Faces of Oliver Hart, or How I, as in the all-seeing eyes, How I Won the Right to Think, but all the words are spelled the wrong way. So, interesting album. It was quite, like a cult influential album in like the indie hip hop scene back in 2002. And we were delving a bit into the album and like about the musician behind it and all that stuff.
Absolutely. And I think it's a very, very good album. The other one that we really liked was the title track, which
we're not playing because it's 8 minutes long and we have an hour long show. But
yes,
we're going to play the song Weird Side from it.
Yes,
which is also a very good track.
Yes, and one of the other albums that really caught my eye was by Courtney Barnett.
Courtney Barnett, 2021, Things Take Time, which I'm glad you've picked because I've talked about this album on the show before. I love that album.
I thought it was a very good way to sort of understand what her work looks like. And the other one that I really liked when we listened to it was If I Don't Hear From You Tonight. Really, really nice album, and mm-hmm. I think you liked it as well.
I do, yeah. It's sort of I don't know if you can call it Americana, because you'd have to call it Australicana or whatever it is, but it's just cool songwriting from a cool artist. So we're going to play one song of the album, Sunfair Sundown, and we'll listen to Wayside by Oliver Hart. So here that comes for you on the show. Keep listening to Yellow Brick Road.
Well, that's a beautiful ex-council house, Martin. Off-road parking near the town, Martin. Two beds south facing dream, Martin. So much potential in this property, Martin. It's a busy road, but it's a good postcode. One much desired by tenants and buyers. Man, I've gotta get out more. The double glazing saves a few quid, Martin. People compensate for the rewired ring, Martin. It's got nice big halls, so just remove these walls. There's a place to stand in a modern open plan complex. Man, I've gotta get out more.
Check it out. I only write with a certain type of pen. Switching from an itchy introvert to loud mouth. First thing I do after I buy a CD is open it up and see if my name's in the shout out. I read books on yoga and quantum mechanics, psychology, philosophy, peyote, and acid. I like Jimi Hendrix more than any rap shit. And my favorite movie's Dr. Strangelove. That's a classic. Never had a fist fight, got knocked out one time. Super motherfucker thought peace was a gang sign. Yo, I never liked the circus, I was too afraid to clown. 20 years in the same city, still don't know my way around. Still get lost inside of my thoughts, saying dumb jokes just to hear myself talk. Yeah, I know my clothes probably need to be washed, but I like them, and if I didn't, I would take them off. I know a lot of people that'll tell you that they hate me, cause they know I bring out the weird side. Some say I'm a genius, others say that I'm crazy, but they all say I'm a little on the weird side. It ain't like I can help it, it's the way I was raised, so I'm living every minute on the weird side. It's a ticket for the train, pay attention to my brain if you wanna know about the weird side. It goes dee-dee-da, dee-dee-da, do-do-do, do-do-do, da-dee-dee-da, dee-dee-da, do-do-do. I'm not accepted by any certain group of people. I'm a walking, talking freak show, but now you know my sweet hey, everybody's weird, you know that's true. I bet you even got a little bit of weirdness in you. My lyrics are due depression, and in essence, repression, unprecedented identity, representing the quest. I guess I'm just ahead of my time. Claim my pedigree, I'm telling you, a tale of a dime, embellished with melody. Who are you to say I got a few loose screws? Do the tools humans use can never measure my texture. Extra, extra, read all about it. Ideas and extraterrestrial. Don't let them touch you, or even sit next to you. Bite, so you're wrong, and it makes me right. Song after song, night after night. Then I spit words into the mic, and the crowd reacts nice if it's something that they like. Now is that so strange to want the attention? If you think I should change, man, save your suggestions. I swear someday I'm gonna be somebody's hero, but until that day, I'm just another weirdo.
Oh, what a day, and congrats on the keys to your place. You've escaped the rat race, as they say. Now you're settling in for the stay anyway. You got a blank slate to renovate. Take it all. Yeah, you reap what you sow, and so it goes. What you put in the ground comes around when you don't really know what you're missing at all. In a day, picture you whittling away with such care, with such patience and grace. And I smile when you say that you'll build me a table one day. Well, I'd be so grateful. Sometimes it's hard getting lost, you say, is a fine art. Put the map down.
Just heard Sunfair Sundown by Courtney Barnett. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We've been listening to a couple of records that we found just kind of digging around crates in London in like little record shops here and there. We also heard a bit of Idea with his song Weird Side, just kind of from that early zeros indie hip-hop scene out in America. Just a reminder, CFRC is now in its funding drive, and you know, we're always doing cool stuff, breaking new artists, helping you rediscover new art, old, new and old artists that you haven't heard of, And so if you want to be a cool person, head over to cfrc.ca/donate now. And no, it is cfrc.ca/donate. That was an old link that I still remember. And, you know, give to the station if you can. Tell everybody about it. We are trying to raise $25,000 this year, and we would love if you could get involved, because we have so much great music that we would love to keep sharing with you over the next few years, such as, I've got some new music out of Ireland for you by an artist called Whaol, spelled M-H-A-O-L, because they do spell their name in Irish, and it's a song called Snare, and I love the concept that the band's talking about. Their singer Constance Keane, who is the singer and drummer in the band, has often been questioned about, you know, being a female drummer and everything, and she said, Snare is about countless conversations I've had since my first drum lessons on my 9th birthday, about how bizarre it is that I play an instrument, play that instrument specifically, or how I should be doing it differently. The idea of society gendering an inanimate object like a drum kit, when it's something that brings me so much joy and release, has always frustrated me hugely, she says, and I thought it was time to sing about it. And you can find the song at mhaol.bandcamp.com. You can find all their work up there. They're called Whaol. And then I've got a brand new artist called Skive, who are a band from Stevenage. They are two brothers and a best mate making garage rock punk music. And we've got a song from them, brand new song called What Are You Doing Here? And you can find them on Instagram at thisistheskive, S-K-I-V-E. So go check them out. Check out their music. Cool band. And then, since we're talking all about shows that are happening, I'm very excited for this show, and I'm devastated that I'm not going to be there to see it, but Courting will be opening for Wunderbar, who are like a cool indie kind of post-punk band from Boston. Courting, who have been on the show before, you know, they do great stuff in like sort of indie mixed with almost hyper-pop. They're a great band. If you're in Toronto, you should go see them for sure. Because they're going to be playing on Tuesday at, I think, the Velvet Underground. It's a great venue. I've seen Bob Villain over there, and I think you will really enjoy this show. So I think it's almost right that we play a little bit of Courting. I'm going to play us some Jumper, the song Jumper from their first album, Guitar Music, just because I love that song. So we'll start off with a little bit of Whaol with Snare. We'll be right back.
headphones, dirty knees, lots of insecurities. Never was the smartest kid, throwing away his life and getting rid. Starting fresh, going for the dive. He says he's at school, but then he skived. Bags under his eyes are getting heavy. I don't think that boy is ready.
Always love the start, and all the actors
Courting with Jumper. That's an oldie but a goldie. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC Radio, Yellow Brick Road. Reminder, I do have to remind you, we are in the middle of our funding drive. So if you like the way we're bringing you brand new music, do go and support our station, cfrc.ca/donate. We also heard a brand new band called The Skive. I think they had something like 78 listeners. So, you know, a really small band on the rise. If you like them, go check them out. We also heard a bit of Snare with Whale, a song just about like gender inequalities and all that stuff. Underneath what we're talking right now, you can hear a little bit of a really catchy, cool post-punk song by Snapped Ankles called Shifting Baselines of the Cornucopians. This was from Forest of Your Problems, an album that I loved. We listened to it a lot when the singles were coming out. And we heard this song during the indie night, the post-punk night at Club Ivorbach that they called Drunk Tank, which I assume was after Drunk Tank Pink by Shame. And we'll be talking a lot more about kind of some of our favorite picks and what, you know, a post-punk night made by us would look like next week when I'll have another guest on the show and we'll be talking all about, you know, like Welsh music picks and everything from our time in Cardiff. Another song we heard at the post-punk night was this collaboration between Magdalena Bay and Grimes. Now, Magdalena Bay are big fans of Grimes, and they got her on their song Image. What did you think of it? People were quite mixed on it because they just loved the original so much.
I thought it was really nice. When we were listening to it at the club, I think we all vibed to it and we were dancing hard. So that was really nice.
It was good for the dance floor for sure.
It really was. And I think it's interesting. It gives it a little something, right?
Yeah, a slightly darker vibe. You can find it at magdalenabay.bandcamp.com. And we're going to go out with one last song, which was not played at the post-punk night, but I've been hearing it everywhere, all over Six Music. The DJs over there really seem to love it. It's the new album by Honeyglaze called Real Deal. It's a very cool album. You can find them at honeyglaze.bandcamp.com. We'll go out tonight with the song Pretty Girls. Thanks so much for listening. That's goodbye from me and Aditi over here. See you next week.
See you next week. Thank you so much.
Pretty girls make me empty. The theater is dark. So why do you keep dancing? Oh yeah!
What's the best you've got? I forgot it. All my common sense. I need all the common sense. Time to start the clock from the top. I'm the best you've got, it's true or not. I've got common sense, I've got all the common sense. Time to let me in.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual